This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
3, 2, 1.
Three.
Lego.
Two, one, Lego.
This guy.
is it, do we need to do it again, Donnie?
No, we good. Come on.
The trophy's up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. We something mean supposed to be. We believe, but I told that be so awesome. And that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy Horse.
What up, though, people? Welcome to episode 181. Dang, it's a lot of episodes. Of course, you hear me first, so do I have to say what that means? I'm going to say it anyway, for you idiot gamers out there. I'm the host. Oh, man, I just like calling gamers idiots because they be coming up with the stupidest stuff to talk about or cry about. But with me, as you heard them laugh, you've got my mans, Alice, Mr. Sandos.
So, doing, here's a little bit of a Trophy Horse lore for you. Every time we do the countdown to sync up this show for editing, Yield's internet connection isn't the strongest. So, Yield's always a good 3 seconds behind everyone else. So, when we get done counting to one, he starts at three. So, the entire time when I'm counting down from three, I'm trying not to laugh my ass off as I anticipate when Yield's actually going to start counting down.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you got to get that fixed, man. You got to get that fixed.
We'll call it the Oregon Trail Internet. Trying to cross the country. in a covered wagon. Your internet died of dysentery.
I got dysentery.
You got to get you a hard drive implant or motherboard implant or something. Transfusion. But Yield, if you can hear this within the next 3 seconds, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get the rats to run faster. Everything's good today. I'm stomping a mud hole in Alex right now in fantasy football. So
it's true.
It's good times.
good times.
Holy cow! Roethlisberger's put up 63 fantasy points.
Okay, I got.
We've already got one podcast named Final Fantasy Football. We don't need Final Fantasy Football X2.
X2 Part 3/4.5. But I got something to ask about that fantasy football thing. Because, you know, you guys, I don't pay attention to sports. But do you guys get something at the end of that? Is it like a prize or something?
So in one league, in the league that I'm in with Yield, essentially it's all for pride. So you don't put any money in. There's nothing on the line except for bragging rights. I have another one league, though, that I'm in with some friends from high school, and we all put $20 into the pot, and there's 12 of us, so there's $240 up for grabs.
Hey, pride is just as good, man. Bragging rights, I mean, that pays just as good.
Pride won't buy you a new Chevy.
But not pride.
neither will $240.
But pride, I mean, bragging rights is pretty cool, though.
No, it's definitely good. I've kind of seeded that I'm going to lose. Well, I'm definitely going to lose to Yield this week, but I think I'm going to lose I'm not going to have any chance of winning the league overall. So I'm just going to root for Yield.
All you have to do is get in the top six, because that's the top six make the playoffs. So all you got to do is make sure you're six by the end of the year. You shouldn't be eating those. You're in the hospital.
Oh, but speaking of, he brought up the whole hospital incident. Tricky's not here because he's in the hospital. I'm not going to disclose anything else besides that. But he's doing okay. He's not passed out. He's not moving, though, other than his hands to his mouth with a bunch of food that he ain't supposed to be eating in the hospital.
M&M's peanuts. First of all, if you're going to eat M&M's, either eat the regular. Well, they're all good. But does anyone remember the peanut butter M&M's? They still have those?
I hope not.
Those were the best.
Yes, they still have those. Those are good. You ever have the pretzel M&Ms?
No. Yuck.
They're pretty good.
I'm going to go get some chocolate covered pretzels. That's what I'm going to get. Yeah, not pretzel M&Ms.
Oh, there you go.
I'd rather get Reese's Pieces than peanut butter M&Ms.
Good call, Donnie. Yes.
There you go. Yes.
Welcome to Willy Wonka's podcast.
They need, you know what? We need Reese's covered pretzels.
We need Reese's covered Reese's.
Reese's covered Reese's.
Oh.
Ooh, you know, I think they have that 1 pound Reese's cup, which I have had before and nearly put myself next to Tricky in the hospital by eating the whole thing in one day.
You spiked and your sugar collapsed and you fainted.
Oh my goodness.
Right in the middle of a public place.
I should have the sugar by now, but I don't. Which is sugar is diabetes in black people terms. Moving the show along.
The more you know.
Yes, for FYI out there.
Do we need to start a segment called BET Dictionary?
Oh, man. I can't even go on after that one. I'm going to try. Moving along. Our trophy count starting with yield.
Oh, wait. I gotta find it. Oh, there we go. Level 19, trophy count of 3087, and a platinum count of 36, moving steadily towards 37.
Ooh, that steady will be, I mean, the 37th will be a Ratchet and Clank, I hope.
Yes, Ratchet and Clank 2 Going Commando is what I'm marching towards.
Sweet. Alex?
So, we're not doing the updated trophy count, or is that what? Or yeah, I just updated. Fucked that up.
Updated trophy counts, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was pseudo paying attention, as you can tell.
Must have, even though he just ran off his whole trophy count, including the game he's about to get the platinum in.
all I heard was the last segment about where, you know, possibly getting a trophy in Ratchet and Clank. And I was like, oh, okay, well, so I'm level 23. I have a total of 4,390 trophies, and I have 51 platinums in 50 games. Or no, wait.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
51 platinums in 50 games. I cannot believe I screwed that up after I say it every week. I should be able to say it in my sleep at this point.
Exactly. Man, you're messing up. I can't even fix that. I have the same as last week. I have played no games this week, which is level 26, 5249 trophies, and 71 plat steel. You know what? I forgot. I did cut it on, and I cut the game. This is what I did. I did attempt to play the game, or Metal Gear 2. I cut it on. I even started the game, and I just sat there and watched it for like a good 5 minutes. I was like, man, do I really want to go through this? And then I cut it off. Oh, man.
Donnie, I think that I think that you got to go for it. You know you want to. You know that this is going to be something that you go back and forth on until you actually go for it and get the platinum.
Yes, I think I am going to get it. But what's holding me back is the hard mode and the extreme mode, which I have stealth. Stealth is, it makes the mode so much easier, so I can just run through the game and people I come across, I just hold them up and get their dog tags. But each mode has more players that you have to get and you have to go back and forth. And I thought I did all of that and then I made it to the end of the hard mode and then I checked my dog tag list and I'm missing one. And I know the place I said I missed it at is, I know I checked that area like 3 or 4 times. Like each time it's a cutscene or a major part in a story, I go back through the whole entire game, running through places that I, just in case somebody new might come up and I hold them up and get the dog tags and I missed that one. It's like, dang, I gotta go through this again. But the thing about it is, like I said, the stealth make it easier. But I still had to fight the freaking bosses on hard mode, and that's what's making it hard, because I have to fight the bosses on hard mode. And if anybody who played Metal Gear, when you go past normal, you get hit one time, it's like taking like half your life. So I'm on hard mode, and I'm fighting three Metal Gears at once, where like six Metal Gears at once, but they only throwing three at a time. And I'm getting shot in like two hits. I'm done. So that's why I'm like, dang it. I don't want to get these dog tags now, but I want this plat. So, Alice, what have you been playing?
Well, I've actually been playing some games this week. Well, one game in particular. I've been tempted to buy Dante's Inferno because it's actually on sale, or it's on sale until Tuesday for $5.99 for like the definitive edition, which comes with all the DLC. So I'm kind of tempted to do that because I beat the game, I platinum the game, but I never played through the DLC. So
definitive edition
or the Dante's Inferno Ultimate Edition or like Dante's Inferno Hell, I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I believe Dante's it game.
It is the most. It is the most complete of all the Dante games that they sell on the PlayStation Network.
I believe their game is Divine Edition though.
Oh, the Divine Edition. Okay, thank you, Donnie. We've also got Eco. I've gone back and I played Eco, and I've talked about this a little before. Like, I love Shadow of the Colossus. That's one of my favorite games ever. Eco, I know there's a reverence for that game. You know, it's one of the early games on the PS2, and it got really good scores. One of the best scored games on the PS2. People really adore that game. It's a cult classic, obviously coming from the Japan studio and Team Eco itself, which was named because of that game. There's a lot of reverence for that game. I like the concept behind it, that you are trying to escape with this young girl from a castle, and it's very platforming and puzzle solving. I like the concept. I like the setting and the atmosphere. But the camera is terrible, and the controls are frustrating, and the combat is bad. And I'm playing it because I feel like at this point, as a fan of Team Eco and their work, that I need to finish it. Not necessarily because I enjoy it, but because I feel like I need to finish it as a gamer and as an Eco fan. Or a Team Eco fan. So I've been playing through that. I've been trying to get some more of the trophies, but I'm not really enjoying the game, and I don't think it was scored above 9, like 9 out of 10, like on Metacritic, and I don't think that if you went back and played it now, like at the time, maybe yes, but if you go back and play it now, I don't think it gets the same score. I think it scores lower, and maybe it's just because it's Team Eco and what they do is so novel and so different from everything else. Maybe that, you know, gets them some points. But I just don't think it's as good of a game as history would have you believe.
Yeah, I you better than me in the games, because if I can't enjoy it, I can't play it. Like I said, I'm all about story. If the story is good, I'll give a game a try. But if the gameplay is so bad, I'll just go on YouTube and just watch the story.
It's not – the gameplay isn't bad. It's so-so. It's frustrating at times, like, because of the controls at some points. But it's not like the original Silent Hill. I tried to go back and play the original Silent Hill, and it was free on PSN. That game is broken. It is broken. And GoldenEye for the 64, so hard to control. Eco is not bad. But it's just frustrating in a way that you don't want to play it. That you'd be like, you know what, I could spend my time on something else. So I love the concept behind the game. But it's just going back and playing it now, it's not the easiest thing to – the controls aren't the easiest thing to deal with. There are worse games that deal control-wise, but I think that there are difficulties with this game that keep me from enjoying it as much as I would have liked to.
Yeah, there are worse games. You can talk to Tricky about that. Yield, what is your gameplay of this week?
Besides playing some Ratchet and Clank Going Commando, I've been playing Pocket Train, Simpsons Tapped Out, Splendornauts.
When are you going to tap out from playing those?
I'm not. I'm enjoying Simpsons Tap Out's keeping it fresh at the moment, so I'm enjoying playing that.
For those of you that don't know, that's white people slang, keeping it fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to get into some Walking Dead Season 2 here before too much longer, with Halloween coming next week. But I want to know, when's Costume Quest 2 due out? Because we were promised Costume Quest 2 in the month of October, and I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't it out already?
No, it's coming out, I believe, I want to say next month.
What? That's not Hold acceptable. On. It's supposed to be out before Halloween. Hold
on, yeah, I believe it says...
I think it's already out. It's out on 10/28. So October 28th, right before Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It comes out, yep, next week.
It would be smarter to release it earlier in October to, like, the build-up to Halloween. But at the same, I mean, you're still, I mean, as long as people buy it in the craze for Halloween, then it doesn't matter.
Well, I know what I'm buying on Tuesday.
Some new penny loafers?
No, I'm buying Costume Quest. That game's awesome.
Yeah, I tried a demo for the first one. I couldn't really get into it, but...
It's really, you know, I after really playing, because Donnie, you played some turn-based RPGs before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, but I don't understand turn-based.
So the thing about Costume Quest is it's very, the barrier to entry is very low, because in a lot of turn-based RPGs, there, you know, people who don't like that style of game are immediately turned off because it seems kind of overwhelming to learn. It seems like there's too much there.
It's not overwhelming. Why is that a game play style, period? Why would I want to cut on a game and take turns hitting each other? And then on top of that, it's not even me doing the hitting. I just do the commands for hitting, and I got to hope the computer will actually hit you.
I'm with you, Donnie. I don't like turn-based games. But there's something about Costume Quest where it's simplified turn-based strategy games, and it's a cute game, and with Double Fine behind it, it's got some charm to it, and I enjoy it personally.
So we got to move on to this to November's releases on that, because you said the word cute, and cute don't go with good game.
Whatever you say, Don.
Well, let's move on to our topics of the week, our news of the week. We got some November releases. And it seems like PlayStation 4 is getting a whole bunch of definitive editions games. Nah, I'm just making a spoof of the word definitive editions. I'm not going to call off this whole list. I'm just going to paraphrase a lot, some of them for each platform of the Sony world. We got COD, Advanced Warfare. My bad, let me do that again. See, Call of Duty, I don't want to say COD. It just sounds weird. It sounds weird saying COD. So Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is coming out.
Well, no worse than saying like COD Peace. Then you're getting really weird.
These are November 4th games. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Rabbids Invasion, Rocksmith. Has anybody even played Rocksmith? I haven't heard any news on Rocksmith since the day it was released. I haven't heard not one thing about it.
It's basically Rock Band to the next level, where you can actually plug in, if you buy the adapter, you can actually plug in a real guitar, and it'll teach you how to play a real guitar.
Why go through all that, man? I want to buy a game and put in my toys that's for the game. I want to buy a game and then buy a real instrument.
It'd be great for those that already own kind of a guitar and wanted to take the next step.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm just making small fun of it. That's pretty cool, Rossmill. We also got The Wolf Among Us. Who didn't see that not coming?
I didn't. I already owned it on the PSN.
Yeah, I'm quite sure Little Red Riding Hood might have told y'all somewhere down the line. We got some Lego Batman coming out on the 11th.
Yeah.
Some Assassin's Creed Unity. One of the 7 Assassin's Creed games is coming out this year.
there's another Assassin's Creed game I cannot buy.
We got Grand Theft 5 coming out on the 18th. We got Little Big Planet 3 also on the 18th. PlayStation exclusive.
Yawn.
For people who didn't know that.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of tired of Little Big Planet already.
Yeah, I don't want to build my game. Station 3, we have the same game I just said, actually. And then I'm just going to say one more new one, Payday 2, on November 11th. Moving on to the Vita, we have everything we just already said, because Vita is a copycat.
Yeah, they're not making any new games for it.
No, they're not making Vita-only games.
There you go.
Yeah, they have Little Big Planet Marvel Superhero Edition, which is, I'm assuming, Little Big Planet 3, but that's a DLC. So, I got a question for you guys.
I got an answer.
What's your favorite Grand Theft Auto game? I'm not a huge Grand Theft Auto fan, but I'm quite sure we all have our favorite one. Alex.
I'll go ahead and go first. I think that Grand Theft Auto 3 has its place in history because it's the one that kind of started Grand Theft Auto as this open world, third person juggernaut that it is. But for me, like, there's something about the 80s, the music, the lights, the nightlife. Like, Grand Theft Auto Vice City for me was the best one. San Andreas was good. It was a little bit too big. I liked it, but it was a little bit too big for me. Vice City was just right. Like I said, with the music and the setting and the atmosphere and just the lights and everything, like, that was the one that I really enjoyed the most.
Vice City for you.
I liked parts. I mean, I like San Andreas as a whole, but I like some of the things that they did to make you do side missions or to, you know, the total eating with your character kind of got annoying, but how, you know, the more you drove, the better you were at it. The same thing with flying and all that and the boating. I like that aspect of the game. I like the silent protagonist in Grand Theft Auto 3, but I have to agree with Alex. Vice City as a whole just felt perfect.
And one of my favorite things about that game the fact that you could buy property and make money off of it. Like,
yes.
You didn't just have safe houses in the first game. Like, you could buy, like, the mall and or, like, the dance club. And you can buy little shops here and there and, like, the strip club and all that. Like, that was my favorite aspect of that
every
game.
Every so many in-game hours, you just pulled up in front of the building, got out, walked across the dollar bundle or whatever. You got that money and just drove off.
All right.
That money.
Since I'm the host, you guys are wrong, and it's San Andreas is the best Grand Theft game that came out, and I say that because it is, and I bring it up because San Andreas 2 is coming to the Xbox 3, and it's going to be HD, and you're also going to get achievements, and I'm kind of like, dude, what's up?
Hold on, time out. San Andreas 2 or San Andreas, like, HD?
HD.
Okay, well, let's not confuse
people. Did I say 2?
Yes, you said San Andreas 2 is coming to the 360.
Oh, my bad. Dang, 2 just slipped out under his own whim. Well, I meant to say San Andreas HD is coming to the Xbox 3. So I won't confuse you idiot gamers again. I gotta stop calling you idiot gamers.
Let's not insult our listeners. Let's say for the idiot gamers out there.
Okay, for the idiot gamers out there. Thanks, Alex, for helping me out with that.
I'm just trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah, I don't want to call you guys idiots, but you guys stop picking out the idiot stuff to cry about. Yeah, I just want to know why we ain't getting it. I'm Station 3 and Station 4 and getting the definitive edition.
Donnie, I'm going to turn this on you a little bit. Because you always talk about remakes and how you don't like them and how you don't want them, or you would rather have that time spent on new games. Well, here you are asking, why are we getting this? And it's a remake.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, Alex. Yes, you're right. I am don't like them, and I don't like this either, that the fact that they're taking time out to do this. But since they are doing it and me talking about it obviously ain't stopping them from not making them, why are we not getting it? You know, Xbox coming in here thinking they big and bad, trying to buy off these companies, you know, because money talks in this world, so they just try to hurry up and buy it up before we get it, trying to make people thinking that's going to convert people over to their system, and that's the Xbox whole game right there. That's how I look at Xbox when we getting the exclusive time-based games, or we getting all the DLCs first, or we getting everything first. Y'all just giving them a whop ton of money, and they buying into it because, yes, businesses out here to make money, but at the same time, you are hoping that this is going to convert people over to the Xbox, and I don't think not one person converted over yet because of this. But keeping the show rolling, my favorite is San Andreas, and like you guys said about the part 3, San Andreas does, I believe, all of that. And San Andreas does all of that, minus, I think, maybe the making money off property, but I believe it does. And Grand Theft 5 only does some of the things San Andreas does. That's why I'm not giving Grand Theft 5 the best one. It would have took it if it does everything that San Andreas did, plus the graphics that it has. But since it only has San Andreas beat by graphics, I'm giving San Andreas the best Grand Theft game. And speaking of Xbox, it's a podcast I've heard. It's called Digital High Podcast. And they ask, is Sunset Overdrive going to disappoint? I say yes. You guys know what Sunset Overdrive is?
Yeah. Made by Insomniac Games.
Yes. I say yes because of it's an Xbox exclusive. And Insomniac, of course, is developing the game, like you said. It's an independent studio where, in their head, I guess they just said,
whatever, I'll do what I want.
And I'm kind of disappointed about that because I kind of wanted to play this game.
So I saw a commercial for it the other day, and it looked like really – it looked far out, like crazy and weird and something I hadn't played before. You know, someone – I admit that since it's not going to be on the PlayStation, I haven't paid much attention to it because I'm not going to get an Xbox One, so why am I going to pay attention to this game and just make myself frustrated and angry? It's like, why isn't this on a system? So could someone kind of give me like a little – what's the game about?
Well, I haven't done too much into it also, but I have come across some gameplay videos of it. I haven't got like a set story plot for it, but it seems like the planet or their city is being overran by aliens. And you do have this fully customizable character and all this stuff. And they do all these crazy type of
stunts.
And basically, just think, I haven't played. What's that? It's a spray painting. The game is called. It's a spray painting game.
Jet Grind Radio, Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, think that with Ratchet and Clank weapons, but you're a human being doing all this crazy stuff. So, but it just looked fun to play. It looked like a very fun Insomniac game to play, and Insomniac is, I'm hoping Insomniac would develop something. You know what? No, I don't want Insomniac to develop anything to be like the copycat version of this game, but
what it kind of, to be honest, I'm getting a little bit of a Sucker Punch Infamous vibe from the way the dude moves, because I'm watching a video right now. To me, it kind of looks like the way he moves and where he grinds on, you know, power lines and stuff, and he's got, looks like some electrical tech. It kind of looks Infamous-ish.
It does, but it's got the Ratchet and Clank vibe because of the crazy guns that you use, and everybody is all whacked out because of a tainted energy drink. They're like, not quite zombies, but they're freakish monsters.
That's what it is. I thought it was an invasion.
It looks really cool because, I mean, it's one of them games of, we're so over the top, we're not even taking ourselves seriously. It's one of the few games that Xbox is doing. It's like, you know what? That would be fun to play.
Yeah, but also the podcast going to say that they think that Insomniac is looking to, maybe the comedy in the game is going to hold them over for replay value, because at the same time, it does look extremely fun to play, but is it arcade-ish fun and not a good mixture of arcade and story? Like, for, you know, because it's Ratchet and Clank. It's funny as heck. It has the arcade elements to it, but it also has a nice story. I would like to call it a deep story because it has four or five series of parts.
Well, let's see here.
Two series.
You've got the three games for the main game. Yeah,
you got five main games, and you've got Quest for Booty, and then you've got Assault, or Full Frontal Assault, and then Into the Nexus. So you've got seven games there, or no, you've got,
you got the
eight games.
Three
there.
For the PS2, four for the three. Yeah, you're like eight games or something with everything.
Yeah, but the story, out of all those games, even though like two of them really sucked,
Which two suck?
Three of them really suck. Then Into the Nexus. What's the one before Into the Nexus? When you got the
Full Frontal Assault.
Yeah, no. Full Frontal Assault. Well, everybody knew and that. Ratchet.
Everybody all for One, actually. So there's nine. All for One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, All for One was, I give it just like a couple points above Suck. And
really?
Ratchet and Clank Depth.
See,
I didn't like it.
All for One was the first Ratchet and Clank game I ever played because I got it free for Plus. Tricky was playing it.
That's why. And you got it free for Plus. And there you go.
I played through it with Tricky, and I'm like...
It was also a rather easy platinum.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And Alex, you, me, and Tricky were playing it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this game is absolutely hilarious. I love the comedy in it. That made me go back and buy the HD collection. And so far, I'm loving 1 and 2. So now, after I get done with 2 and 3, Platinum It, I'm going to go through and I'm going to play through Quest for Booty and the other two or three games that are in whatever universe it is to finish off Into the Nexus, because I love the comedy.
Oh yeah, I love the story and comedy in Ratchet and Clank. And it, like I say, I would like to call it a deep story because of the mini games it has. And I got to mention Ratchet and Clank Deadlock. That was some bull crap also.
What was that? Was that handheld?
That was PS2. It was after Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal. It was like the arena fight game.
And it was based all around that. So, but like I was saying, Ratchet and Clank does a nice mixture of arcade type fun and storytelling. This Sunset Overdrive, even though yes, it looks fun and I do want to play it, but it, to me, it looks a lot more arcade-ish. And to me, arcade-ish games and arcade games will tire quickly. That's why I don't play PSN games, because 90% of them are arcade games.
90%? Did you just make that stat up?
Yes,
for this
I just
show?
Made it up. Yep, I just made it up. But I want to say I hold a truth to it.
Of course, because Donnie sticks by his word.
Well, no, I do stick by my words, but the games that I have bought from PSN got story to them, and which is Shank, yeah, it's arcade-ish, but it has a story to it, and I like the story. I got a few more other ones that got stories, but they're arcade-ish, but they have a story to it. This one, Sunset Overdrive, I'm just skeptical on the story element and hoping that they just didn't just throw anything together. Just for comedy reasons, and hoping that's gonna
bypass. In elementary school, when they were teaching us how to spell together, they told us to imagine to get her. just like you said, Donnie.
Wait a minute, what the heck? What kind of teacher you had?
What
man?
That
you if you split up the words, you get three words, three smaller words to get her.
Yeah,
I know that, but
and you also just said that, Donnie. That's why I brought that up. You just said that.
But at the end of that statement or the end of that lesson, did he also mention no means no?
You know, we were in elementary school, so we weren't talking about that yet.
That is crazy. But speaking of crazy, the Metal Gear storyline, that's a kind of bad segue, but...
it's all right. Our listeners are used to him with Tricky Mick.
Yes. Well, this guy, I try my hardest to pronounce his name, and I cannot pronounce this guy's name. He's part of Kojima's productions, and this they had like an interview with this guy. His name, I want to try it. Kenji Yono.
Didn't sound like it was that hard.
K-E-N-G-I Yono.
Kenji Yono, yes, that sounds about
okay.
Right.
Okay, that sounds right. But Kenji Yono, they were just talking, they had an interview with this guy, they were talking about Metal Gear 3 and quoting some of the most memorable lines from that game. And this guy who actually like helped develop the game and all that stuff, Kenji Yono, he started crying, and he said he always cries on the part where the boss get killed. And her reason, her purpose, and all this stuff, and how she get killed, and how she did. Basically, let me read off a couple of lines. Unfortunately, I gotta say, me reading the lines, you're not gonna get the same effect as you actually playing the game itself and actually knowing the storyline of that game. So, but it says, this is from the boss. He was asking her, why did you defect? Snake was asking the boss, why did you defect? Why did you turn your back on us, the United States? She said, I didn't. I'm loyal to the end, to my purpose. And he started boiling all that stuff. But that's not about, I don't want to go on all these quotes that they said. I just want to say, Kenji, I'm with you, man. I cry with you. That's all I wanted to say. I just want to say that.
that's why you added this topic in there?
Yes. I just wanted to, that game is great. That's like one of the best Metal Gear games out there. Metal Gear 3. I don't know. I got to give it to Metal Gear 3. No, I got to give it to Metal Gear 4, then 3. Because 4 sums up every single thing from Metal Gear 1 all the way up to 4.
So you're saying it's better than Metal Gear Solid?
Yes. Yes. I love Metal Gear Solid. The first one, I love it. I love it. Metal Gear 2. People want to cry about Metal Gear 2, but I love Metal Gear 2. Yes, even playing it right in, I still love the game. Metal Gear 3 came out. It was a prequel about Boss. I mean, Big Boss now, but Naked Snake, which is the original guy that Snake, Solid, Liquid, and Solidus are cloned from. And this is all before, this is like the very beginning. This is like part zero before anything in the Metal Gear universe was Metal Gear universe. And it was a great story. And yes, I did cry my eyeballs off. Not when she got killed, but at the very end when Snake went to go visit her at her grave and he started crying. It was over right there.
As an outsider kind of looking in on the Metal Gear series, it seems like, because I remember in high school when Metal Gear Solid 2 came out and everyone had talked about, or at least a lot of people that I knew, talked about how disappointed it was and how much they didn't like it. It did have its fans, though, as well. But it seems like after that, Snake Eater came out and it kind of redeemed whatever Metal Gear 2, whoever, you know, complained against Metal Gear 2 or the detractors or the naysayers, I should say, they were kind of silenced when Metal Gear Solid 3 came out. When Snake Eater came out, it seemed to make everything okay because that game was universally liked. It was critically acclaimed. And it seemed to bring the series back, like everyone back to the series, like back to, you know, homeostasis, you would say. It's not the right thing, but it brought it back to level where everyone was like, okay, yes, Metal Gear Solid, yay. It was the game that everyone wanted to be.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole bit whoop of the whole Metal Gear 2 thing. I'm going to call it an epidemic. That's what it was, according to the video game universe. I don't understand the whole Metal Gear 2 epidemic. Yeah, you play with a new character, but how many games have tossed new characters at you but continuing the same storyline? Which I'm going to get back into that in our question of the week type thing, because I got something to add on from last week. But yeah, how many games have done that while continuing the story, throwing you new characters that you had to play? And Raiden wasn't bad. I just, you know what? I'm playing it right now. I'll find it funny. Now, have you guys played any Metal Gear games?
Yes.
I tried and it didn't go too well.
Okay, well, I'm quite sure you played it and you got to some points where you have to talk to these guys through Kodak.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in Metal Gear 2, Raiden is being, you know, is talking to the Colonel, which is the Colonel from Part 1, and he's talking to his girlfriend, which I don't understand why they brought her on the mission, but they actually talking out freaking girlfriend and boyfriend problems out in the freaking battlefield. I'm like, why in the heck did you not know you have three guys, all of them with fully automatic assault rifles, and they're unloading on you, and you talking to her about why you didn't talk to me last night? I'm like, what was your feelings on the thoughts that we talked about two nights ago? I'm like, that just made me mad as heck. Take that out of the game, it still was a good Metal Gear game.
You never know when those emotions are going to overflow.
Yeah, it was no emotions in part two, but it was emotions in Last of Us, which is the European PlayStation 3s are getting the Grand Theft are getting the Game of the Year editions of Last of Us. Now, I could be wrong on this. I could be all the way wrong, but don't we already have last year's editions here? I mean, last year. What's up with this whole year thing? So I can't even get the words out. But don't we have Game of the Year editions already for this game?
No.
We don't?
We got remastered editions.
Oh, we got definitive editions. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Words are just used interchangeably when talking about these games.
Okay, well, they're getting it next month on the 11th, November 11th.
They're getting it.
They're not getting definitive because that's only for the U.S. only. Nah, it's not for U.S. only. But that's American-made, though. Definitive editions are American-made.
American-made. Just like jeans and Chevys.
Oh, wow.
Okay, going to our last topic of the day.
The last topic is always last.
Yeah, the last topic is always last. And I would like to say it's the least, too, because it's freaking Sony.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, look. Sony is come up with a new feature for the PlayStation Store, which you can get season passes for Video Unlimited, that app thing that I always cry about. Not always, but I just cry about apps in general.
I've lost track of all the apps that you cry about, Donnie.
Just think of an app and I cry about it, and think of all the new 2,500 apps they're going to come out with in the future. The season pass coming out for Video Unlimited introduced a new feature that allows you to buy this for your favorite TV shows, only for the PS3 for now, but it's coming for Station 4, Bravia TVs, and Blu-ray players soon.
Okay. So they're announcing a season pass, but we don't tell you what it does, how much it is, what the season pass gets you. We're just going to tell you that we're going to launch a season pass.
Well, yeah, they said at discounted rates, but they got a picture here on the link, and they got a Walking Dead. What is this? They don't have the exact season, but they have Walking Dead by season HD, $42. Standard, $37 or $38. And I'm like, dude, that's a lot of bread, man.
And is that season pass just for all those episodes? I mean, if that's the case, I can just spend $8 a month and get it for Hulu or Netflix and just wait a year and get it the following year.
And I was going to get into something like that, too. I'm like, if I buy this season pass, especially for $42, I want all my videos right then and there. I don't want to have to wait to next week to get the next video, or the week after to get the next video. When I spend my money on this, I want to be able to download every last episode. Yeah.
Realize that if you're watching a new series, like a new season, and you're getting all these things from Videos Unlimited, they're releasing them to you the entire season's worth in a week, then no one's going to buy, and everyone who has cable is going to jump on that ship too, and then the cable companies are screwed.
Yeah. That's just me. I just don't want to spend all this money.
Donnie, I agree that I'm not spending that much money for that, but I would, in a perfect world, I would have had every season of Sons of Anarchy from day one. Like, before they fucking taped it. Like, I would want every season of Sons of Anarchy in a second after the series came out.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. I'm spending this money on the season pass. That's what I want. I want backstage passes. That's what I want. $42 for a season. And Walking Dead, man, they only got, like, 15 episodes. And I was like, man, what?
What do you mean 15 episodes?
Season of Walking Dead is like 15, 16 episodes.
Yeah, it's...
That's short as heck.
Last season was 16. That's actually pretty long for a television series, because some television series, you've got like normally between 6 and 12 episodes, but How I Met Your Mother had like 20. Sons of Anarchy generally has like 15. I mean, it's towards the higher end of the season.
Oh, you want that 20. I had the seasons or most of the seasons for Smallville, and it was 22 episodes a season, and they're all hour shows, hour long shows. I'm like, come on, this 16, 15 episodes. Come on, bruh. And I pay less money for Smallville than I did for Walking Dead. And I got 22 episodes, and I'm paying like $30 more for Walking Dead and only getting 15. Come on, brah.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't rather pay $5 for you. That one was gift wrapped and signed for Tricky Mick.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
I'm going to reverse and say I'd rather pay $60 for that season pass instead of $5.
Because I know what I'm spending my money on. I'm not going to be that disappointed if I'm disappointed. That's going to bring it to the end of this. Back to you. Whatever you do, bounce off me, stick to you, because I'm rubber and you glue.
You know, it'd be even funnier if the goddess was sitting opposite him.
Once again, listeners, Tricky is in on this call at the hospital, but he's not in on the show, and we can see his videos every time he does something, and he's doing things to us that you don't want to see, and he's showing us the back of his hospital robe, and you really don't want to see that either. Let's go to break it to the end of our episode. We got any trophies or tips? Well, we ain't had none of that in a while. I think we ain't had none of that because we're doing a lot of backlogging. That's why we haven't had any trophies and tips.
Yeah, we've had a few in there.
Yeah. Well, you can still do trophies and tips for backlogging games.
Well, I mean, here's it. I mean, Yield's going through playing Ratchet and Clank. If you want some, you know, easy platinums and fun games, the Ratchet and Clank series, they're always pretty easy to platinum.
Yeah, I would say on Ratchet and Clank, don't worry about that trophy where you have to get like an X amount of money, because on your second playthrough you get that stackable counter thing. Just don't get hit in that, and once you do that, you would have that like within like the first
and there
15
are so,
minutes.
That's one of those games where like after you buy everything, you just start accruing money, like insane amounts of money. So it's like, what do I do with all this money? I don't have anything to do with it. You get to a point where you have no money to spend, and you've got all the money in the world.
Well, that's after. I say that's after your third playthrough, I want to say, because you have in Ratchet and Clank, when you max out your regular guns on your second playthrough, you get those regular guns times in 2, 3, 4, and then you have to level up those. And then once you level up all those, then your money just starts stacking up.
Yield, you would know that you have to pay to get the turning bolts, the gold bolts, to get the multipliers, correct?
Not in Ratchet and Clank 2. You just have to go into the challenge mode.
Yeah, challenge mode is automatically activated once you start a new game plus.
Okay, and let's be honest, with all the weaponry you have in that game at your disposal, like once you power it up, you shouldn't get hit at all.
Oh yeah, especially if you find out one weapon,
the Rhino.
Oh, the Rhino.
Otherwise known as the Rip You a New One.
I love that gun. I love that name of a gun. It's so much clever than the other gun, the BFG gun.
The big fracking gun?
Yeah, that's so much. The Rhino name is way more clever than that game. Yep. I mean, than that name. Yeah. But we don't really have any. We don't have a question of the week either, or do we?
I thought you'd conceived one.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't conceive one, but I did have some more thoughts on the topic that I came up with last week, was the reboot and closure one. Like, I got to elaborate a little bit on what Tricky said about the Assassin's Creed, how he said, last week I mentioned, like, why do games developers reboot games without closing the game series? They just reboot a new game. Where Tricky brought up the fact that Assassin's Creed come out with a new protagonist with every game they come out with, and they don't close the chapter on that character. And I agree with him to a certain extent, but I have thought about it some more. And what I want to add is that I'm not looking for the closure of the character itself. I'm looking for the closure of the actual game series. Like you mentioned in Assassin's Creed. In Assassin's Creed, yeah, they added a new character minus the Ezio chapters or games. But they continued the storyline with each protagonist. They got a new game. They got a new character that you're playing with. But they continue in the storyline of Assassin's Creed. With the Devil May Cry, they got a new game. They got a new part four. You end up playing a new character. They continue in the storyline, but after four, they just scrapped it and came out with a reboot. And they didn't close out the storyline. That's what I'm looking for. Not the closure of a character, but the closure of a game series. Get it?
Got it.
That's all. I just wanted to add that into it. So Tricky, in your face for trying to throw a monkey wrench in my stuff. I screwed him in. No picture from him. All right, that's gonna break us. You guys don't have anything to talk about?
No.
Sweet, let's close this baby out. We got no listener email. Listeners, what's up with the voicemails? What's up with the emails? We looking for them. I always look forward to them. I always want to hear what you guys got to say in your lovely voices, or I would like to hear what you have to say in your tight.
Whoa,
New York!
Whoa,
New York Rangers roar. That's the topic of the week this week. But we're gonna leave it at that. Proof of Gamers looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters. If you got any of those skills, if you want to do any of them, go to proofofgamer.com. Go to leave your resume. Proof of Gamer. I forget the tab you got to click on.
But help, the help wanted tab.
The help wanted tab.
Top right of the screen.
Yes. Help wanted tab at the top right of the screen. Go there. Leave your resume. Leave your resume. If you're good, you got it. If you're bad, most likely you still got it anyway. Well, you catch us on Twitter. We got Proof of Gamer at Twitter. We got Trophy Whores at Twitter. We got me, Young Twist, at Twitter. We have Sinosaurus Rex, which is Alex, Twitter. Tricky Mick, Twitter. Damn, what is your name?
Dude's name.
I yield to no one. I was trying to think of his real name, but I don't. You know what, Ben? That's what it is, isn't
what?
It?
What?
Did I say your name?
What? My real name? Nobody wants to know my real name.
Oh, well, anyway, I yield to no one is I yield to no
That's
one
right.
on Twitter. Because I would try to put names with the Twitter feeds. But anyway, there you go. Tricky's on Facebook. Alex on Facebook. They're both Alex on Facebook, right?
I am.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Alex on Facebook and Tricky Mick is Tricky Mick on Facebook, I believe.
Yes.
Right?
No, it's his real name.
Okay, well.
See, I'm the only one on Facebook that goes by not my real name.
Mr. Miller, I'm not even going to mention us, Yield, because I don't care, and I'm quite.
I don't care either. Okay. Yeah,
people, don't friend me. It's just going to sit in the friend pile. I have a big friend pile. Like I said before, it's nothing personal. Just don't. Just don't.
Follow me on Twitter. That's better. I'm more active on Twitter.
Yeah, follow. Well, if you like to see a whole bunch of YouTube videos, you can follow me on Twitter.
I've only watched maybe two of your YouTube videos.
Oh, man. Oh, we got some sponsors. We have GoFundMe. Please go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. You can throw out some donations for us and help us get some better equipment so we can have a better podcast show, better quality, because the show is already good.
It's off the better, chains.
Off the chisel. Somebody's off the chisel. But the quality of the sound is not all that. Mainly from my end, and most definitely Yield.
Hey, whenever I get better internet, we'll be good.
And sometimes a little bit of Alice goes a little transformy on us. But
what?
it's all good. We still trying to make a good show for you guys. We also have Extra Life. Oh no, that passed, right? That passed
Extra Life yesterday. Was yesterday.
Officially yesterday, but they're accepting donations through the end of the year.
And of course, some of the friends of the show, Jax as well as NM Rain, participated yesterday in Extra Life. So, oh, we have an update from Tricky Mick. $5.2 million raised for Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
And
so
whenever
nicely done.
Whenever Tricky gets out of his current situation, he will be going through Extra Life.
Oh, one green mushroom for you, buddy.
Dear listeners, please do not eat green mushrooms. They do not taste good, and they will make you sick.
But they give you an extra life.
That's only Mario. Oh. Mario's got the guts of a
wolf. Oh, speaking of green mushrooms and Mario, I watched this. I'm subscribing to a channel on YouTube called Game Theory. I love that station, that channel. People, I recommend them. And guys talk about video games and stuff like that. They just come out with some crazy theories. And they came out with a video called Mario is Mental. And basically it's talking about how mental, a murderous abuser of everything of what Mario is. And when you watch this video, Mario is a freaking murderer. He don't care about nobody but himself, and he loves doing it. Watch it, please. It's called the channel was Game Theory on YouTube, and their video, I believe, is called Mario is Mental, Part 1. It's a two-parter. I love that video. Oh, we have another sponsor, which is Amazon. I kind of caught myself off guard with that. Hold on. We have another update. Correction. Dang, it disappeared on me.
5.102 million.
Yeah, so basically $5,102,500 have been raised for Extra Life. And, of course, the donation, there will be more donations at the end of the year, so the number will rise. But that's where we stand right now. Just over a million. Just over 5,100,000.
$5 million. You white people got to say the whole technical term.
What do you mean, you
like
white people?
You know what I mean, you white people.
Did you just say you white
people? I'm looking
people
at three of you right now.
What do you mean, you white people?
You white people.
Look, I'm only light skinned. I only could pass for a white person, but I'm not. Okay? Oh, you guys, I love you guys.
All right there, Thriller.
You're just so technical.
The Thriller from Manila?
Yeah, I got the opposite of what Michael Jackson had.
Talent?
Hey, Michael Jackson was a talented man
with the kids.
No, I'm saying he had talent, and you have the opposite of that.
Wait,
good one.
Was that too soon?
No, I hate when people use that word too soon. I hate it. I hate it because you're going to use it anyway.
You're
so
right.
Do it.
I just did.
Okay. Well, we also have another podcast on the site, which is PG Spoilers. And Alex seems to have a pretty good topic coming up soon, which is
yes.
PG. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was really excited and I didn't mean to interject. Well, I didn't mean to interject, but I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was about to say something wrong anyway, but go ahead.
So I have proposed this topic of PlayStation 3 versus PlayStation 2 games. And, you know, we might want to think about putting PS1 in there. I don't know. But for the longest time, you know, everyone said that the PlayStation 2 has the best game library of any system. And for the longest time, I said far and away yes. But if you look at the PlayStation 3 games that have come out and you look at the whole backlog, there's some really, really good games and a lot of them too. Yeah. So Cut it at that.
You don't want to give a spoiler show right now.
I think it's debatable. I think that you can make a case for either system, but we're gonna go at that on a spoilers. So look forward to that.
Oh yeah, it's a debatable one. Very debatable. You talking about those voicemails I mentioned earlier? You can call this number if you don't want to go to the site, which is a little tab and that punches out at you on the right hand side, As soon as you go to the provengaming.com, you can click that, leave a voicemail, or you can call this number 330-PROVEN9. 330-776-8369. You guys can't see me, but I'm doing the DJ record scratch thing right now each time I say the number. Oh, we also on iTunes and Stitcher. If you, those are pretty good places to go listen to us. Provengaming.com is an even greater one. But you guys debate that while you're listening to us. Any shout outs? I know we got shout outs. So why do I ask any shout outs? What's the shout outs?
I got some shout outs. I'll get some shout outs to the fans for listening, you guys for recording. A shout out to Tricky, get well soon. Shout out to Homer, get stuffed, and his wife, happy anniversary. Shout out to my fantasy football team, who after starting 0-2 has rattled off, well, after this weekend, we'll have rattled off 6 wins in a row, and I will either be in first or still tied for first. So look out, the yield juggernaut continues.
Boom! Look out, bragging rights.
I thought for sure Alex was going to beat me. I had won 5 in a row. It was looking like Alex was primed for an upset. But no, I've done something mud hole in him. Sorry, Alex.
It's all right. You did it.
You done did it. Alex, I know you got some shout outs too. You got to combat that, man. Combat. Yeah.
So I first and foremost, I want to give a shout out as always to the fans, the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to us every week. We appreciate it because we do this show for you. It's not just to hear ourselves talk. We truly appreciate you. Give a shout out to Yield, of course, who is kicking my butt in fantasy football this week, and he's come storming back after, you know, being one of the last place teams in the league. He's done really, really well.
I was at week 2. I was number 12. So I'm quite happy with the pickups I've made because I was sucking it.
Shout outs to Tricky, well wishes, especially hopefully he gets well soon so we can have him back on the show, as well as shout out to the goddess who's taking good care of Tricky while he's in the hospital.
Is she? Because he liked the movie The Misery right now.
She's taking good care of him. She's there with him. So shout out to the goddess as well as Sweet Mama D. Danielle, who is Tricky's daughter, her birthday's on Wednesday, so she will be 6 years old, the big 6. So happy early birthday to Sweet Mama D.
They're making a movie after
her. Get her a cell phone.
Big hero sets.
Jeez.
What happened?
No, I did.
And then
I heard where you went with that, and I was like, wow.
What?
I do have one final shout-out before we move on to Donnie's. Shout-out to Doc Adams, of course, who was the driving force behind Extra Life. Yet another successful year that's, you know, as we said earlier, over $5 million. So shout-out to Doc, who was inspired by his friend Tori to create Extra Life and has driven it year after year, and through the help of friends like Jax and Tricky and M. Rain has done tremendous work for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So big shout out to Doc Adams for another successful Extra Life.
Sweet. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the whole Extra Life thing too. Good stuff. Good job. Good reason to play games, man. You finally got a reason without getting ridiculed about video gameplay, and it's a good one. Shout out to the listeners, of course. You guys are awesome. Shout out to Tricky. Hope you get that bola straightened out. Shout out to the rest of the trophy whores, Alex, Yield. Shout out to Sweet Mama D. Also, merry birthday. Tricky says she wanted to go see Frozen on Ice. Tricky, just go. And oh man, Frozen sucked. I'm sorry, I gotta say it. I did not like Frozen, and I'm a cartoon guy.
I have yet to see that. I am gonna watch the Lego movie tonight. Once I get done recording and get some food, I'm watching the Lego movie.
I like that. That was pretty nice. But Frozen, they could have froze that.
They could have put that on ice.
Yeah, put that on ice. Put that. But also, shout out to the fam. And, oh, yeah. Shout out, man. Shout out to The Walking Dead this season. Season 5 is starting out. Awesome. Awesome. This is a great season so far. And I hope it doesn't go downhill. Still hope they kill off Rick, but I'm going to say that every time until they kill him off. Unless he do something very, very miraculous to get back into my heart. But that's it. And if we ain't got nothing else to talk about, peace out. Till next time.
This is the last dance for Lance Vance.
Check it. Check.
I'm going to go get something.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
I'll download another one.
To your horno.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.